In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. I'm honored to share a few remarks on my stepfather, Ed Mack. John being an incredible husband to my mother for over 30 years, Ed played major roles in many of my highlight moments of my life and those that are closest to me. He officiated the weddings of both my brother Austin with his wife Carrie, as well as my own with my wife Shelby. Known as Papa Ed to his grandchildren, he baptized three of the four. Allison and Amanda received a tag team baptism in Pittsburgh, Texas, and Emily right in my brother's backyard. Emily's could have almost been like John the Baptist style, since my brother often had a pool in the backyard. But I believe Ed stayed mostly dry. He was also present at my son Justin's baptism as well. It seems like only yesterday that I was meeting Ed, and it's hard to believe that 30 years ago, he and my mother, Dottie Baggett, married in a beautiful wedding in Canyon Lake, Texas. Anyone close to my mom could attest that these past 30 years have been a true blessing for her. Ed was an incredible partner, and they had been a model couple to follow as an example. One of my mother's most favorite memories of Ed was herself walking down the aisle and seeing Ed waiting for her. He looked as happy as she'd ever seen him, and that joy continued for both of them throughout their marriage. I still have vivid memories of Ed bringing out the guitar and singing to my mom on that day. And speaking of weddings, one story to lay back to me about Ed was in regards to my wedding. Almost 16 years ago, all of us that got to experience Bastrop traffic will appreciate this story. My wife's requirement was to be married in New Hampshire in a coastal area, which limits locations about 18 miles. Our wedding was in Portsmouth, New Hampshire on Columbus Day weekend, which means about a half of New England was trying to get through Portsmouth on our way to Maine on Interstate 95. Our rehearsal was in the late afternoon hours, and many of us expected a leisurely drive to St. John's Episcopal Church. However, just about everyone was caught by a massive wreck on a bridge between New Hampshire and Maine, and no one could move. After about 30 minutes of not being able to move for anyone, most of the wedding party panicked, got out of the cars, left people driving, and actually walked to the church. Ed took a different path. He was smarter than the rest of us. He started driving on the shoulder of the road, rolled down the windows, and started yelling, "I'm a priest! There's an emergency!" I'm guessing that those that had passed thought he was headed to the crash site to perform last rites. Thankfully, we all got to the church just one of us on time. Since I'm this irreverent, I might as well talk about ice cream. Ice cream was one of Ed's most pure delights. His favorite was Baskin Robbins Lemon Custard, but he wasn't picky. He and my mom tried to visit Missouri often, where some of my mother's family was from, and they visited on a regular basis. Typically, these were around the July 4th time frame. These trips were heavy on family and friends, good food, activities, fireworks, laughter, and good natured teasing. On one of these trips, after a great day of horseback riding and fireworks, my aunt Diane Dearborn's neighbor showed up with a lot of ice cream. Her neighbor worked for Blue Bunny Ice Cream, and he brought an entire ice cream trailer full of Ed's favorite food. Ed mentioned to Aunt Diane that he thought that he had died and gone to hell. One of Ed's last discussions with Woody Dearborn came about another one of my mom's cousins, came about 2 months ago. Ed stated that everything was going in the right direction. He felt serene, with no complaints or regrets. Ed was grateful for all those that he had reconnected with, who he had lost touch with over the years, and in his words, rekindled the love. Ed called Woody one of his true friends, and his last words to Woody were, "Let's keep in touch, either in this life or the next." And Donna Gaston, another cousin, wrote, when trying to describe Ed, the following recipe. He has a generous dose of kindness and speaks quietly. He smiles with his eyes and a humor that others find infectious. He holds his guitar like a dear, comfortable friend and lets the music